Hour number two of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Having some fun on a Thursday. I'm out here in Avon, and Matt Douglas is back in the studios of AM 930 WEOL. And on the line with us right now, we've got Rob Overy with the Midview Athletic Hall of Fame. Induction ceremony takes place in just a couple of weeks. Rob, thanks so much for giving us some of your time. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk about the great folks that are coming into our Athletic Hall of Fame class at Midview this year, and for giving me the opportunity to just talk about what's happened over the years and all the cool things that we've done. So thanks. It's great talking with you guys.
Absolutely. Well, we'll get into some of the inductees here in just a minute, but I want to begin with the actual ceremony itself. Takes place on Saturday, September 16th. You'll induct the class of 2017. What can you tell us about this year's festivities?
Yeah, we are calling it our Hall of Fame weekend, or Mayhoff weekend, and it's going to kick off on Friday night, September 15th at the football game. And what we'll do there is we'll recognize all of our inductees at the end of halftime, the start of the third quarter, and introduce them to the crowd. And it'll be the first time that a lot of them have been back on the campus since it's changed so much since, some of them have graduated many, many years ago. And at that time on Friday, we'll take them through the show them where their plaque will be hanging and the trophy cases inside of Kabuski Gymnasium. And just let them get a feel for, you know, how special they are to us. And then on Saturday night, the 16th, as you mentioned, we'll have our induction ceremony. And we're excited because this year is the first time we're going to have that on the campus of Midview Schools. And we're going to hold that at our middle school. The facilities are so nice that we thought we'd bring it back because there's many people that graduate. The school's changed so much, and they never really get a chance to see what the campus is like. And we're trying to encourage participation from more people in the community. And what a better way than to have it on our campus and kind of showcase the cool stuff that we have at our school. That starts at 5 o'clock. We'll have a social hour. So from 5 to 6, we'll let people mingle, get to reconnect, and get to know each other. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll start our dinner and our ceremony. If anyone is interested in tickets, I'm happy to give out my phone number, and you can give me a call. That is 440-315-7622. I'll give that again before we finish up. And you can always send an email to mahoff.net. It's mahof.net, and request tickets, and we'll hold those for you. And they're $25 for adults and $12.50 for children. And the cool thing about getting a ticket to this event is it's not just for Saturday. It's also for the football game Friday night, so you get a ticket to the game Friday, and then you get a ticket to see the festivities on Saturday as well.
Well, that sounds like a heck of a deal. You get a chance to take part in the ceremony. You get a nice dinner out of it. You also get a chance to watch the football game as well. You certainly can't beat that. Well, tell us more about the six individuals that you are inducting into this year's class. What can you tell us about these six?
Yeah, so this year we have it's interesting because we have a couple folks from the early times of Midview all the way to, you know, we have a 10-year period where you can't get in the hall. You have to be out of school 10 years before you can be inducted. So we have a few folks that fit into that as well. So the first one I'll talk about is Tom Grills. Tom was in the class of 1958, and so that would be the, you know, he played some at, I think it was Grafton, Eaton, or Belton High School, and then he finished his time at Midview. So in 56 is when Midview started. So he was part of the first athletic group at Midview, and he was a three-year letterman in football, basketball, and baseball. And so he was just one of those exceptional athletes that was recognized. And, you know, I will have to mention Don Binney at some point as I talk to you, because Don Binney spearheaded this whole Mayhoff committee and recognition of our student athletes. And Don and Tom played sports together when they were in school. Unfortunately, Don passed away a few years ago, but the committee is trying to continue the legacy that he started. And so it's kind of interesting that we have one of Don Binney's teammates being inducted. So he was in the class of 58. So then we moved to 1978. Ron Hobar was an all-Ohio baseball player, and back at that time to get recognition by, you know, all-state recognition was a little different than it is now, and Ron was definitely in a category by himself. Was a fantastic pitcher. You know, I think he hit over 500 or 400 his senior year. He went on, played collegiately, and then played some minor league baseball for years, and he's just doing great things with continuing coaching and umpiring today. So we're excited about Ron joining the Hall of Fame. And then we have a coach, a longtime basketball coach that many folks in this area know the name, Coach Dick Bickle. That he coached for many, many years at Midview. He started in the 60s, and he finished up in 1985. And I was fortunate enough to have the honor to play for Coach Bickle. And not only was he instrumental in the basketball program at Midview, he was the phys ed teacher, and his physical fitness programs placed in the state many years and were state champions. And Dick also took them to national competitions. And that's not something I ever experienced, but I was fortunate to see some of my classmates experience that success under Dick's direction. And then I move on to, we have two folks from the class of 2004. Lisa Krashenko, the three-point sports standout, and she got all-state recognition in basketball. So on the volleyball court, on the basketball court, and on the baseball diamond, Lisa just was exceptional at whatever she did. And her teammate at that time, and they won many championships together, and was Aaron Wolf. And Aaron was also a three-point sports standout. And so both of them together, you know, gives you a pretty good reason why they were successful, as there was a lot of talent, and they were just fantastic ladies. And so the cool thing for me is when I read off this list of people, I'm connected to each one of these folks in some way because of my coaching at Midview. And then my mom was in the first graduating class of Midview High School. My dad was in the last graduating class of Grafton High School. So it's kind of neat that all of these folks in some way have touched our lives. And the one last person I want to mention is, a few years ago after Don Binney passed away, we started the Donald G. Binney Memorial Service Award. And Ed Adelsberg passed away a few years ago, and or recently, and we are honoring him this year for all of his work as a coach, teacher, and a longtime athletic director. And even as he retired from his athletic director position, he continued to run the Division I boys basketball tournament at Midview and just basically was a face of Midview. And as a kid going through the hallways and growing up in the Midview system, I thought Ed lived at the school because every time I was there, he was in the hallway somewhere. He was at the football field or the baseball diamond. And so we're real happy to recognize Ed and all the awesome things that he's done for Midview over the years.
You mentioned your ties, Rob, to Midview and Grafton, and then you've actually got a story about every single person that's going in this year. So to you, how cool is it to be a part of this entire process, to be connected to everybody that's a part of the process as well?
Oh, it's amazing. And, you know, it just kind of gives me a hint that I might be getting older or more experienced. And, you know, I'm on a committee of some great people that have the ties to Midview, and some folks that were that are just very energetic about carrying on the legacy and recognize awesome people. So I have to mention the board members. So I just happen to be the chairman. I represent this great group of people that's working extremely hard, and we're in crunch time right now, making sure all the details are in place. And Dan Haight is our secretary. Dan was the chairman, and we've acted as co-chairman in the past. He's been instrumental in the transition since Mr. Denny's death to continue to the Mayhoff activities. You know, Dan was very important in trying to carry that through. And the one interesting thing we've learned is Don Binney did a lot, and he did so much that we had a hard time knowing everything that he did because he really put his heart and soul into this. So we've had to adjust and try to figure out what some of those things are. But Dan, and with the help of Terry Hawk, Terry's our secretary or treasurer. He's been the treasurer for many years, and he does a fantastic job and has a history of Midview as well. Also on our committee is the voice of Lorain County from AM 930 Tim Alcorn. He's a Midview grad, and he emcees our banquet. So, you know, that's such a special treat for us to hear his awesome commentary and that great voice through our ceremony on Saturday the 16th. And then Dick Bickle is on our committee, Craig Couch, Kim Gregory, who is also a member of the Midview Athletic Hall of Fame, Neil Horwittle, he's a member of the Hall of Fame already, Kim Kaufman, Emmett Linkus, Dan May, who is the athletic director at Midview. My dad, Bob Overy, is one of the original members. Mark Trenchard, I believe, is one of the original members as well. And Jane Urig and Nick Walsh, which Nick is a member of the Hall of Fame. So we have this awesome group of people that we take very seriously, the evaluation process and making sure we select the appropriate people. Now, there is one thing that people need to know about our process here is there are great athletes that have not been inducted, and it's because we have a process that we go through, and people need to be nominated. And you can find that nomination information at www.mayhoff.net, and that's how we learn about who should be inducted, and we get the information, and then, you know, we vote on them and then select a class of five, which could include a team. And we're in the cycle of doing that every other year now. So every odd year is when we're putting a class of athletes in the Hall of Fame.
Rob, you mentioned earlier that when you induct the most recent class here for 2017, you take them through, you show them where their plaque's going to be. And you said it can be a little more exciting because some folks haven't been back to the campus in a while. They haven't seen the changes that have gone there. I'd imagine that's got to be sort of exciting for you, too, kind of showing them around, letting them know where their lineage is kind of gone on.
Yeah, it is. It's emotional. We've had people, it's emotional for me too, we've had people come in there and they don't realize the impact that they had and the legacy that they've left and the stories that follow from, you know, the championship banners that they've left or just the remarkable efforts that they put forward. So it's a very special evening, and we've had people just kind of say, it's surreal, you know, just to see what the magnitude of the number of people that have gone through over the years, and for them to get recognized, it's a special time for sure.
Well, Rob, before we cut you loose here, I want to give you one more opportunity to throw that contact information out there for those who are interested in attending the entire weekend of ceremonies. When you mentioned earlier, you buy a ticket to the ceremony, you'll also get a ticket to the game on that Friday night. What can folks do in order to get in touch with you in order to see about getting tickets to the event?
Yeah, so you can call me at 440-315-7622. And if I don't answer, leave me a voicemail. I will get back to you. Ticket prices are $25 for adults and $12.50 for children. And if, since it's so close to the induction ceremony, we might not be able to mail the tickets back to you. So what we can do is you can pick up your tickets at the game. We will have a table, and we will have tickets for sale the night of the football game. And we will have some tickets, a few tickets available the night of the ceremony. We do have to keep in mind that, you know, there are meals provided, and we're trying to get a head count to the caterer. So if you contact me, we'll make sure we reserve a spot and we get that that count for the caterer. And you can email mayhoff.net, and that will go, and we're tracking that actively, and we'll get back to you, and we'll make sure that we keep track of who wants to be there. But we'd be happy to entertain anyone that's interested.
Very cool stuff. Well, no reason not to be there. Again, the ticket gets you into the ceremony, also gets you a ticket to the football game the night before. Rob, thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure to talk to you and learn more about this process, and we look forward to doing it again soon.
Hey, I appreciate it, and thanks for reaching out, and go Middies.